language.
Mr. President, what's the worst case scenario that you have planned for in Iran?
Well, I don't know if there's a worst case. We have very much beaten militarily from the military standpoint. They're still lobbing some missiles. At some point, they won't even be able to do that. I guess the worst case would be we do this and then somebody takes over who's as bad as the previous person, right? That could happen. We don't want that to happen. That would probably be the worst. You go through this and then in 5 years you realize you put somebody in who is no better. So we'd like to see somebody in there that's going to bring it back for the people.
Do you have someone in mind right now? Because you said all the people you did have in mind have been taken out.
Well, most of the people we had in mind are dead. So, you know, we had some in mind from that group that is dead. And now we have another group. They may be dead also, based on reports. So I guess you have a third wave coming in. Pretty soon we're not going to know anybody.
Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, is he an option at all in your mind?
I guess he is. Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that. It would seem to me that somebody from within might maybe would be more appropriate. I've said that. He looks like a very nice person, but it would seem to me that somebody that's there, that's currently popular, if there's such a person. But we have people like that. We have people that were more moderate. You know, these were radical lunatics. And you know what they get? They get nothing. All they do is kill people.